and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into a topic that comes up in virtually every programming question on your exam, operators. Whether you're writing a simple calculation, checking if a password is correct, or building a complex condition in an if statement, you are using operators. Get these right and you'll be picking up marks all over your paper. So let's get into it. First things first, what actually is an operator? In programming, an operator is a symbol or keyword that tells the computer to perform a specific operation on one or more values. Think of operators as the verbs of your code. They make things happen. We have three main families of operators in GCSE computer science: arithmetic operators, relational operators, and logical operators. By the end of this podcast, you'll know all of them inside out. Let's start with arithmetic operators, the ones you probably feel most comfortable with already, because they're all about maths. In Python, which is the language you'll be expected to use in your exam, we have seven arithmetic operators. Let me walk you through each one. Addition uses the plus symbol, so 7 plus 3 gives you 10, simple. Subtraction uses the minus symbol, 7 minus 3 gives you 4, still straightforward. Multiplication uses the asterisk, that's the star symbol on your keyboard, 7 times 3 gives you 21. Division uses the forward slash. Now, here's where it gets interesting. 7 divided by 3 in Python gives you 2.333 recurring, a decimal, also called a float. This is standard division. But then we have integer division, which uses two forward slashes. 7 integer divided by 3 gives you 2, just the whole number part, with no remainder, no decimal. It always rounds down. Always. So negative 7 integer divided by 3 gives you negative 3, not negative 2, because it rounds down toward negative infinity. This trips a lot of candidates up. So remember, integer division always rounds down. Next is modulus, which uses the percent symbol. The modulus gives you the remainder after integer division. So 7 modulus 3 gives you 1, because 3 goes into 7 twice, with 1 left over. Modulus is incredibly useful in programming. You can use it to check if a number is even or odd. If a number modulus 2 equals 0, it's even. If it equals 1, it's odd. Examiners love testing modulus. Finally, exponentiation uses two asterisks, a double star. 7 to the power of 3 is written as 7 double star 3 and gives you 343. This replaces the caret symbol you might have seen in maths. Now, a crucial point about arithmetic operators: operator precedence. This is the order in which Python evaluates operators in an expression. You might know this as BODMAS from maths. In Python, exponentiation is evaluated first, then multiplication, division, integer division, and modulus, all at the same level, evaluated left to right. Then addition and subtraction. So if you write 3 plus 4 times 2, Python gives you 11, not 14, because it multiplies 4 by 2 first to get 8, then adds 3. If you need to force a different order, use parentheses. Parentheses always take priority. This is really important. In the exam, if you're unsure about order of operations, just add parentheses to make your intention explicit.